In the NBA, the Brooklyn Nets have moved swiftly to hire a new coach in the wake of losing Jason Kidd, who was introduced yesterday as the Milwaukee Bucks' new coach. The Nets have agreed in principle on a deal to hire former Memphis coach Lionel Hollins, who guided the Grizzlies to the 2013 Western Conference Finals before he and the team parted ways. Defending champ Andy Murray has been knocked out in the Wimbledon quarterfinals by 11 seed Grigor Dimitrov, 6-1, 7-6, 6-2. Dimitrov had never previously advanced beyond the second round. The women's semifinals are set. Simona Halep and Eugenie Bouchard advance with straight set wins. They join Petra Kvitova and Lucy Safarova in the final four. In baseball, in interleague play, the Cubs blew out Boston 16-9, completing a three-game series sweep. Toronto bested Milwaukee 7-4. Cleveland edged the Dodgers 5-4. In the American League, Tampa Bay doubled up the Yankees 6-3. Detroit defeated Oakland 9-3. Kansas City blanked Minnesota 4-0. Seattle topped Houston 5-2. Baltimore slid past Texas 6-4. It was the White Sox over the Angels 3-2. In the National League, Atlanta edged the Mets 3-1. Miami shut out Philadelphia 5-0. Washington trumped Colorado 4-3. San Diego blanked Cincinnati 3-0. Pittsburgh beat Arizona 5-1. It was St. Louis over San Francisco 2-0. In the WNBA, Indiana squeaked by Washington 80-77. Phoenix bested Chicago 87-69. President Barack Obama is offering thanks and praise to the U.S. soccer team for its performance at the World Cup tournament in Brazil. The White House says the president spoke by phone with two of the team's biggest stars, team captain Clint Dempsey and goalkeeper Tim Howard. Obama said the team did the nation proud. An estimated 21.6 million people in the U.S. watched the Americans' loss on Tuesday. The record for U.S. television audience for soccer is 24.7 million people who saw the United States play Portugal on June 24th. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.